Barack Obama went off teleprompter while trying to boost his supporters and told them that voting for him is the best revenge against Mitt Romney. I've never before heard someone running for president say, vote for me and take revenge. Vote for me as a sign of revenge. But here are the president's own words.
Don't boo, vote. Vote. Voting's the best revenge.
Okay. Now, here is a clip of Mitt Romney citing what Obama said, and then it goes into an exchange with Chris Matthews at MSNBC over the weekend here.
In his closing argument, President Obama asked his supporters to vote for revenge. For revenge. Instead, I ask the American people to vote for love of country.
Chris, does anybody buy that the president
is out for...
Where
did this revenge come from? Where did that line come from? What's the antecedent to that? Where did it come from?
Effectively, the president said, when the president has been doing this thing where folks, he'll talk about Romney and people will boo. And he says, don't boo, vote. Don't boo, vote. And then at one rally said, voting is the best revenge.
And apparently, Chris Matthews, who went off in a separate tirade and complained about people, about Republicans trying to tar brush, trying to take a cheap shot at the president for suggesting that he was actually calling for revenge, didn't know what he was talking about. Obama really said it.
Don't boo, vote. Vote. Voting's the best revenge.
Okay, now, can you imagine if Mitt Romney had been talking to a group and he had said that? That probably would have been a front page, above the fold story the next news cycle. Obama said this. When did he say this, Phil? Was it on Friday or was it on Saturday? I think it was Friday.
Was that the revenge line?
Yeah, I think it was Friday.
I'm not completely clear on which day that it started.
But it didn't take Romney long. 6 hours later, it was not only in Romney's speech. No, 90 minutes later, it was in Romney's speech. 6 hours later, it was in a commercial. I mean, they were ready about that. When you finish a race for anything, you should always try and finish on a high note. No matter how much you've gone after your opponent, you want to finish on a high note. But when you're saying something like this...
Don't boo, vote! Vote! Voting's the best revenge.
It gives you an idea of the tone of your campaign. Karl Rove earlier had talked about some of the differences between the types of campaigns that Romney and Obama were running. And here was Rove's analysis. I think he hits it right on target.
First of all, let's divorce the national polls from the state polls. The national polls point to a very close contest. As of 8 o'clock tonight, in the last 7 days, starting last Monday through 8 o'clock tonight, there have been 23 national polls. Romney leads in 7. Obama leads in 5. 11 are tied. Romney leads with 50% or more in one of them. Obama leads with 50% or more in one of them. The average them all together, 48.2 for Romney, 48.0 for Obama.
Now, So it's even.
Okay, and then this is how he's analyzing the impact of each of these voting blocks on what people are finally going to do.
Each campaign has a different model for the election. We'll see whose is right. The Democrat model is, let's just appeal to the new coalition of blacks, browns, young people, angry liberals, and tear down Romney. That's the way to get elected. And Romney's saying, I need to have a plan for the future, and I need to rally the country together, get as many Democrats and independents as I possibly can, and join them in my Republican base.
And if you think about it, that is the Obama campaign. Divide America by race and ethnicity, play to anger on the far left, because if people are angry, they always vote, and then attack Romney and demonize him. And, they still haven't figured out. The left still hasn't figured out that the reason this race, they started to lose control of this race, was that when Romney showed up for the first debate and was just basically himself, it completely demolished nearly a quarter billion, that's with a B, $250 million worth of negative ads that they had thrown at Romney. And people, and not so much here, but in all these swing states, people in Florida and Virginia and Wisconsin, Pennsylvania are watching the debate and they're saying, well, hell, that's not, this guy ain't anything close to these ads they've been running. That's not the Mitt Romney I've been seeing in these commercials. The Democrats actually created such a cartoon caricature of Mitt Romney that when he showed up and was basically himself, they instantly started losing momentum. They instantly started losing ground. They instantly started losing credibility, and so did the president. It wasn't just because he was so bad. It was because Romney was just himself. And in the second and third debate, Romney continued to pick up momentum. Not because he did as well in the first debate, but because they saw that, that's the same guy. The same guy saw in the first debate is the same guy saw in the second debate. Same guy saw in the third debate is the same guy saw in the second debate in the first debate. That was no fluke. That is the real guy.
America's first conservative talk station is back. News and views you can't get anywhere else. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.